Central Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Holy and mighty one, thank you for days like these and for moments of silence. Thank you for majestic spaces that call out noble ideals and connect the past with possibilities for the future. On this President's Day, we recall those who rose above the challenges of their time to provide leadership that enabled the country to move forward together. Now for our time, we pray that the work we do will stand the test of time. So we ask for wisdom and courage. Broaden our horizons that we might have a better vision of the common good. Keep not only our intentions and ideals pure, but also the means by which we pursue them. May we be kind and compassionate to those we encounter today, including those with whom we disagree. Creator of all, on this day, may we, through our actions and desires, bring you glory and joy. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
The secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fischbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Laurie, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J, Peterson B, Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Uyghur, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. On the Senate agenda, the second order of business, executive and official communications, please make note. Third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file, herewith returned. Senate file number 58, a bill for an act relating to state government, ratifying labor agreements and compensation plans, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files, herewith transmitted, House files number 66 and 251, signed Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
The fourth order of business, the first reading of House bills. The bills on the agenda will be referred as indicated, first reading. The eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated, with the exception on page 6, pursuant to Joint Rule 2003, referred to the committee, Senate File 552 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. First reading. Third order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions and will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor of the author motions on the ninth order of business, say aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
Madam President, pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, I move that Senate File 453 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration.
Senator Bach, do you want to give a short explanation?
Madam President, this is the education finance bill from the governor, and because it arrived at the legislature more than 15 days from when the governor's budget was presented, There's a provision in the joint rules that require it to go through the Rules Committee before it actually goes to Finance. So it just complies with a Senate House-Senate joint rule.
On the motion by Senator Bach that Senate File 453 be withdrawn from the Committee on Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We move now to the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Rest.
Thank you, Madam President and members. On your desk today, you have an announcement or a repeat announcement of the Great Lakes Policy Workshop for Minnesota Legislators. This is an activity among the states for to learn more about Great Lakes issues that's sponsored by the Great Lakes Legislative Caucus. A number of you are members. The workshop begins with a reception on Thursday evening from 5 to 6, and then the workshop itself is on Friday from 8:30 to 1:30. It includes presentations by a number of experts, and including Tim Eder, who is the Executive Director of the Great Lakes Commission. And you are all welcome. We would like you to register. If you have trouble doing that, if you'd contact our office, we will let you know how to do it. As you know, in particular, invasive species is a very important concern for Minnesota, and this is an opportunity to get the latest of what's going on with regard to that, as well as Minnesota has an area of concern. That's a term of art up at the St. Louis River in Duluth, and you'll be getting some updates on the progress that's being made there with cleaning up that area of toxins. So you're invited to attend. And if you're not able to attend, but you'd like your staff to go or your interns, that's just fine as well. We think it's going to be a good and probably very intimate, because we're having a lot of facilitated discussions, seminar about these issues. So I certainly urge you to do it. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Rest, where is that workshop taking place?
It's at the DoubleTree by Hilton in St. Paul downtown.
Senator Reiner.
Thank you, Madam President, and good morning, members. You know, we don't always have the healthiest lifestyles when we're serving during session, so I wanted to let members know, as the weather warms and we get a little more sunlight, we're going to have a running group on Wednesday mornings. So if you're interested in that, email me. I'll get you more information on that. We'll do it before our days get started. And on that note, I also wanted to let all the runners know it's now open lottery for Grandma's Half Marathon through Friday the 22nd. So hope to see a few of you up this summer running with me on June. And more than just Senator Dibble. Thank you, Madam President.
Are there any other announcements? Senator Eakin.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, two announcements. One, today we're going to be having a long-term care briefing and discussion held in room 200 North in the State Office Building from 5:30 to 6:30 to discuss the critical issue and the crisis is facing long-term care here in Minnesota. And the other announcement, tomorrow I'd like to invite members to stop by the Rotunda between 11 and 1 o'clock for the private college scholars at the Capitol. This event recognizes undergraduate student research that takes place at Minnesota's private, nonprofit liberal arts colleges and universities in areas such as biology, environmental studies, geography, and political science. Students will be presenting and discussing their research and its impact on our communities. Thank you.
Speaking of tomorrow, tomorrow's the Senate potluck. So after you visit the scholars, come to the potluck. It's all Senate members and staff are invited, and just be sure to sign up to bring your bag of potato chips. Senator Bach.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, February 21st, 11 a.m.
Senator Bach, I'm really sorry. I forgot to do the excuses. So before I take that motion, without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session: Saxhog, Sparks, Hoffman, Ortman, Conan, and Pratt. Senator Bach's motion.
Madam President, I renew my motion.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.